Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Tami Masomela, motoring journalist and owner of In For Ride. A very, very good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Hey, Howard. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. How are you doing this morning?
Thank you.
Interestingly enough, I actually followed some of your writing. I think it was last week you started. You wrote about the car sales in the first quarter. I was quite surprised by some of the things that that are coming out of this. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we're coming out of that, well, let's not say we're coming out of the pandemic, but we're certainly coming out of the worst of the pandemic, which was last year in 2020, where we saw the motor industry dip a whopping 30% in terms of sales compared to 2019. So, in fact, the whole industry has been affected globally, and you see different countries affected in sort of more or less the same way, 30, 40%, some others. Mm-hmm. So it's been quite an annihilation in terms of unit sales.
Right.
But last month, we did see, well, let's say last quarter, we did see little glimmers of hope in the industry. So the first quarter, for instance, is more or less up to sort of first quarter 2019 level. Which shows quite a good recovery. Obviously, you can't compare to 2020 first quarter because
that's when the level five hard
lockdown began.
So there does seem to, well, is it a glimmer of hope or is it the fact that people just held back and eventually said, you know what, I can't put it off anymore. My car is really falling apart. I need to actually get into the market again. I need to buy something new.
Well, I think it is a glimmer of hope because if you remember, Howard, since from about the middle of last year, so say about from May, June, automotive sales did begin again. Mm. Although in, you know, sort of very restricted COVID-19 permissible way.
Yes.
So there has been buying that's been happening, whether it's from dealers or even online, since middle of last year.
Right.
And people have been able to purchase new vehicles.
Right. So it does indicate that there might be a little bit of positivity. And did you see any particular trend with regard to vehicles that people were looking for?
There haven't been any sort of new trends to speak of.
Mm.
I mean, South Africa, for instance, is a big bucky country. We like the U.S. You know, in the U.S., the best-selling vehicle there is the Ford F-150 and the Toyota Tacoma, which are double cabs, essentially.
Right.
And we see that in this country as well, where the best-selling sort of vehicle overall is the Toyota Hilux. And the best-selling passenger vehicle is the Volkswagen Polo. And we have seen in the first quarter of this year those two vehicles getting back to form, basically, back to default. So, you know, people are getting back to their old habits of buying the Hilux and the Polo, as well as the other vehicles that were generally speaking in the top 10 of sales last year.
That's so interesting how South Africans just have. Is that unique? As a matter of interest, the vehicles that South Africans like, is that unique to South Africa? Is it unique to Africa? How do we compare in terms of taste with the rest of the world?
Yeah, we're certainly different. Like I said, I mean, we love our Bucky's.
Yeah, we too. Absolutely.
Our LCV market, I mean, the best-selling vehicles in the country are generally Bucky's. Like I said, the Toyota Hilux,
okay,
the Ford Ranger, the Isuzu D-Max. And the Volkswagen Amarok amongst those. But obviously, we are getting into the SUV groove for the past sort of seven, eight years. And so every manufacturer is coming into the SUV market, from the smallest one right up to the biggest, most expensive SUVs. Everyone wants in on that because South Africans are buying SUVs.
Mm.
At the expense of sedans, if I might add, Howard, I mean, when last did you see a Toyota Camry kind of vehicle, for instance?
Yeah, it's true.
We are leaving those. We are no longer buying those.
Wow. Is there a reason for that? I mean, is that the condition of our roads? Is that security? Or is that just taste?
I think we're just kind of getting in line with the rest of the world. For instance, Ford, about a year and a half ago, announced that they would stop selling sedans completely in the United States, because people want SUVs. And so, yeah, it's the weirdest thing. So Ford has become like a sort of SUV company in the U.S., and that's all they sell. And in this country, if you track correctly, you will see a sort of similar thing where Ford is focused mainly on the Ranger, for instance. Last year, they announced a $1 billion investment in the country that will develop the Ranger further and manufacture Volkswagen's next generation Amarok as well. So we are becoming more and more of an SUV country. We still like hatchbacks, actually, but sedans sort of on their way out. The only people really buying sedans at the moment are Uber drivers.
That's so no, but it's so interesting. I had absolutely no idea. And what's fascinating as well is because we've got this concept, I don't know if it's even accurate anymore, is that these SUVs consume more petrol. The petrol price, of course, is through the roof at the moment. One would think that maybe people would try and go for smaller, more economical vehicles, but clearly not.
Look, I'm sure you know about South Africa's Gini coefficient, mm-hmm. which is the gap between the rich and the poor. In the world, we are number one, as far as I remember. And so it's also reflected in the motor industry where the baseline market likes the hatchbacks. They buy a lot of hatchbacks and the small SUVs. And then there's sort of the top end, people like their top end vehicle. So for instance, I had a conversation with somebody at Porsche South Africa, and they were explaining to me that when people buy Porsches, they don't like to buy the baseline Porsche model. They don't want to say, well, at least I'm driving a Porsche. No. They want the top of the range Porsche model.
That's so interesting. So they aren't happy enough just to say, well, I'm in that market. I'm now a Porsche driver. That's not good enough.
No. Right. No. You've got to buy the top of the range.
We're strange people with our cars, hey?
We are that sort of country.
Unbelievable. Really, really fascinating conversation. Tami Masomela, motoring journalist and owner of In For A Ride. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us.